A collection of Buddhist wisdom verses. 1. Sila Vaggo, virtue. Gandhara Jatikan, one should be amenable to admonition. Two kings renounced the world and lived as ascetics. One day they fell into a quarrel about who should admonish the other. No che asasaka buddhi vinayo vasusikito vane and mahinsova chareya bahuko jano. If he himself is not well trained, intelligent and disciplined, that person will wander around like a buffalo that is blind. Yasma chapanide kache acharam hi susikita tasma vinita vinaya charanti susamahita. But since there are some who aspire to be well trained in good conduct, therefore trained in the discipline, they live with their minds well composed. Mahapadana Suttam, true cultivation. This verse is a well-known summary of the teaching given by all the Buddhas. In some of the dispensation, it replaced the more detailed teaching found in the rules of discipline. Sabba papassa akaranan kusalassa upasampada sacitta pariyodapanan etan buddhanasasanan. Not doing anything wicked, undertaking things that are good, and then purifying the mind is the teaching of the Buddhas. Attassa Dwara Jatikan, the six gateways to benefit. A son asked his father, the Bodhisatta, for advice on the spiritual life. The father explained these six gateways leading to great benefit in life. Arogyamiche paramancha laban silancha wuddhanumatan sutancha dhammanuvatticha alinatacha attassa dwara pamukha chalete. Desire good health, the greatest gain, virtue, approval and learning, spirituality, striving, these six things are beneficial. Digajana Suttan, eight things leading to prosperity. A householder asks the Buddha for advice on how to live well in his present state. Uttata kammadeyesu appamatto vidanava samankappeti jivikan sambatan anurakati. Being active in doing good, being heedful and circumspect, equanimous in livelihood, being careful with his savings. Saddho silena sampanno vadanyu vitamacharo nichan maggan visodeti sattanan samparayikan. Endowed with faith and virtue, being bountiful and selfish, always purifying the path, sure of safety in his next life. Icchete artha dhamma cha saddassa garamesino akkhata saccha namena ubayatta sukhavaha. The faithful one with these eight things will gain happiness in both worlds, so said the one whose name is Truth. Sigala Suttan, Four ways to spend one's wealth. The Buddha gives instructions to the young man Sigala on the four kinds of friends and then tells him how to keep them. Pandito sila sampanno jalamagi vabasati boge samharamanasa bamaraseva iyato boga sannichayanyanti vamiko upachiyati. The wise one endowed with virtue will shine forth like a burning fire. The one who works to gather wealth is like a bee gathering honey, or like ants piling up their hill. Evan boge samahatwa alamato kulegihi chatuda vibhaje boge save mitani gantati. Having gathered his wealth like this, enough for his family and home, he can divide it in four ways, which will ensure he keeps his friends. Ekena boge bunjaya dvihi kaman payojaye chatutancha nidapeya apadasubhavisati. With one part he enjoys his wealth, with two he can manage his work. The fourth part he should deposit to use in times of misfortune. Lichavi Kumarika Suttan, A Wise Man's Duties. The Buddha explains the five duties which, when fulfilled, lead to prosperity and not to decline. Mata pitu kichakaro puttadara hito sada anto janasa attaya yochasa upajivino. Waiting on mother and father, caring for his wife and children, looking after those in his house and those who live in dependence. Ubinanyeva attaya vadanyu hoti silava nyatinan pubbapetanan dittadamme cha jivitan. Seeking the welfare of them all, the virtuous one is bountiful, both to those who have departed and to those who are still alive. Samananan brahmananan devatanan cha pandito viti sanjanano hoti dhammena garamavasan. A layman who lives by Dhamma is one who will generate joy both for monastics and for gods. So karitva na kalyanan pujo hoti pasamsiyo idevanan pasansanti pechasage pamodati. Doing what is good and proper, he will be praised right here and now, and later rejoice in heaven. Patthakamma Suttan, The Right Uses of Wealth. The householder Anathapindika receives instructions on the right ways to make use of the wealth that has been righteously obtained. Buddha boga bata bacha vitinna apada sume udaga dakhina dinna ato pancha balikata upatita silavanto sanyata brahmachariyo. Wealth should be used for dependence and for overcoming misfortune, for giving lofty donations and making the five offerings to kin, guests, and the departed, and also to kings and the gods. This has been recommended by the virtuous who live spiritually. Yadatan bogan itcheya pandito garamawasan so me ato anupato katan ananutapian etan anusaran macho ayadam me tito naro idevanan pasansanti pechasage pamodati. The wise layman can wish for wealth, thinking this will be for my good. A mortal who remembers this, a person who is truly noble, will be praised right here and now, and later rejoice in heaven. Siggalasattan, the wise attain fame. These are the Buddha's words at the conclusion of the instruction given to the young man Sigala. Pandito sila sampanno sanho cha padibhanava nivata vuttiyattado tadiso labhate yasan. The wise one endowed with virtue, who is gentle of ready wit, who is humble and not haughty, such a one will rightly gain fame. Utanako analaso apadasu nevedati achinavutti medavi tadiso labhate yasan. Active in good deeds, not lazy, not scared when facing misfortune, without defects and intelligent, such a one will rightly gain fame. Sangahako mitakaro vadanyu vitamacharo neta vineta anuneta tadiso labhate yasan. Kindly and a maker of friends, being bountiful, unselfish, guide, leader, conciliator, such a one will rightly gain fame. Dānañca peya vajjañca attacariyāca ya idda samānatāca dhammesu tat tatatayatarahan eteko sangahaloko ratasanivayayato. Generous and having good speech, living for everyone's benefit, equanimous towards all things, he does that which is suitable. These, like a chariot's linchpin, will make the world go round. Ete cha sangahanasu namata puttakarana labeta manan pujanva pitava puttakarana. Without these kindnesses, mothers would not receive the duties due, such as respect, love and honour. Fathers would not receive them too. Yasma cha sangha he ete samavekanti pandita tasma mahatan papanti pasamsa cha bhavanti te. The wise should give thought to kindness, that way they attain what is great, and they will be held up for praise. Siggalasattan four things not to be done. The teaching to Sigala on what increases and decreases fame and good fortune. Chanda dosa baya moha yodam manati watati nahi atitasyaso kalapakeva chandima. He who transgresses the Dhamma through desire, hate, fear, delusion, his fame will surely diminish like the moon in the dark fortnight. Chanda dosa baya moha yodam manati watati apuriti tasyaso sukapake cha chandima. He who doesn't transgress the Dhamma through desire, hate, fear, delusion, his renown will surely increase like the moon in the bright fortnight.